www.thebrandonbeat.com today.
On the world of college football, Iowa holding off number 9, Georgia Tech. In the meantime, it was all about President Obama talking about the jet attack that should have been preventable and saying that basically intelligence screwed up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we start off.
I just concluded a meeting with members of my national security team, including those from our intelligence, Homeland Security, and law enforcement agencies involved in the security reviews that I ordered after the failed attack on Christmas Day. I called these leaders to the White House because we face a challenge of the utmost urgency. As we saw on Christmas, Al-Qaeda and its extremist allies will stop at nothing in their efforts to kill Americans. And we are determined not only to thwart those plans, but to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat their networks once and for all. Indeed, over the past year, we've taken the fight to Al-Qaeda and its allies wherever they plot and train, be it in Afghanistan and Pakistan, in Yemen and Somalia, or in other countries around the world. Here at home, our intelligence, Homeland Security, and law enforcement agencies have worked together with considerable success, gathering intelligence, stitching it together, and making arrests from Denver to Texas, from Illinois to New York, disrupting plots and saving American lives. And these successes have not come without a price, as we saw last week in the loss of our courageous CIA officers in Afghanistan. But when a suspected terrorist is able to board a plane with explosives on Christmas Day, the system has failed in a potentially disastrous way. And it's my responsibility to find out why and to correct that failure so that we can prevent such attacks in the future. And that's why shortly after the attempted bombing over Detroit, I ordered 2 reviews. I directed Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano to review aviation screening, technology, and procedures. She briefed me on her initial findings today, and I'm pleased that this review is drawing on the best science and technology, including the expertise of Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu and his department. I also directed my counterterrorism and homeland security advisor, John Brennan, to lead a thorough review into our terrorist watch listing system so we can fix what went wrong. As we discussed today, this ongoing review continues to reveal more about the human and systemic failures that almost cost nearly 300 lives. We will make a summary of this preliminary report public within the next few days, but let me share some of what we know so far. As I described over the weekend, elements of our intelligence community knew that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had traveled to Yemen and joined up with extremists there. It now turns out that our intelligence community knew of other red flags, that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula sought to strike not only American targets in Yemen, but the United States itself. And we had information that this group was working with an individual who was known, who we now know was, in fact, the individual involved in the Christmas attack. The bottom line is this. The U.S. government had sufficient information to have uncovered this plot and potentially disrupt the Christmas Day attack. But our intelligence community failed to connect those dots, which would have placed the suspect on the no-fly list. In other words, this was not a failure to collect intelligence. It was a failure to integrate and understand the intelligence that we already had. The information was there. Agencies and analysts who needed it had access to it, and our professionals were trained to look for it and to bring it all together. Now, I will accept that intelligence by its nature is imperfect, but it is increasingly clear that intelligence was not fully analyzed or fully leveraged. That's not acceptable, and I will not tolerate it. Time and again, we've learned that quickly piecing together information and taking swift action is critical to staying one step ahead of a nimble adversary.
All right, so that's the gist of what Obama had to say. My problem with the whole deal is yes, it was a giant screw-up, Mr. President, but why isn't someone paying the price? Don't you think somebody should be fired as a result of this? What if 300 people were killed on that plane heading into Detroit? What a disaster beyond proportions that would be, both to the administration and obviously the biggest thing that would have happened since 9/11. People are asleep at the wheel. This is what I choose to describe it as, that since we're so far removed from 9/11, people aren't paying attention to the intelligence that's right in front of them. I mean, how could somebody not have made a few phone calls? He should have been on that no-fly list. I mean, obviously, when you have the father of Abdullah Muttalib calling the embassy, not to re-rack and go through the story again, but in case you didn't know it, the father was saying he was worried about his son, that he was spouting all kinds of anti-American rhetoric, and he was concerned as to what was going to happen. Now, he didn't have information that he specifically was going to be on that flight and something was going to happen there, but he turned his son over. So the problem is, I think, territorial, people not paying attention, and there's no reason this should have happened. I mean, it was a screw-up of gigantic proportions, and what would have been better is if somebody was fired as a result of this. You can't have people in charge who allow something like that to happen, not when you had the information. If they didn't have the information, it's a different story, because there's no way, I don't care who's president, I don't care what party they're from, there's no way 100% across the board you could guarantee everybody's safety and say that we will never have that happen again, we have everything under control, we're completely 100% covered off from the small to the big to the medium airports. That's not humanly possible. But when you know something like this was so bloody preventable, I think the thing that the president should have said is yes, it was a screw-up of unbelievable proportions, and it was the human error, and I won't tolerate it. And as a result, we're making some changes. That would have taken it one step further and would have been, I think, a lot better. All right, here's the thing. In light of what happened on Christmas Day, we had the chaos that ensued for 6+ hours at the Newark airport the other day when a man entered in a secured area and then ended up leaving the airport. Well, initially, it was thought that there was some surveillance footage of him. In fact, that's what I heard. I made a quick phone call the day after it happened, and everybody was reporting it anyway. But here's the real truth of it. And a television station in New York learned about this, because, of course, everybody's digging around, right? So what happened at the Newark airport is a screw-up again. The reason that you had that six-hour delay and stranded thousands of people and the crowds, etc., is because the cameras weren't turned on. Yeah. So you'll see it, and I've seen it. It says premises under constant video surveillance. But guess what? It wasn't. The cameras weren't rolling, so they didn't have anything of the guy going the wrong way. Ugh. Thousands of people screened again and again, but the TSA cameras weren't working. And again, this is after everything that happened on Christmas Day. Ooh, we got a lot of changes to make. Coming up, two people who lost a ton of...
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Olivia Newton-John, check out the signature line, though, the lyric. Ready? Here comes. And do you remember what she was doing in this music video? She was working out. What are resolutions about? Getting in shape, losing weight, and working out. How many people are glued to the tube in this country, anyway, when The Biggest Loser comes on because people are shedding an incredible amount of weight, and we're just fascinated by that. And, of course, many of us are hoping to be able to do the same thing. Wait till you meet these next guests. They did a thing called the Slimming World Diet, and collectively they lost over 500 pounds. I mean, seriously, 500 pounds. Roberto Inru lost 350 pounds, and Rebecca Wheatley lost 170 pounds. So as we usher them in from the green room, the elaborate green room we have here on America Tonight, I think we need a massive round of applause from the studio audience in Minneapolis. Woo, sweet. Yeah. Roberto, Rebecca, congratulations. That's an amazing feat. Good for both of you.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with Roberto first. Roberto, what drove you, first of all, to finally decide, okay, I'm going to do something about this? Was it, you know, I understand that you have a child where she was swimming and you'd go to the meets and she told you that she was a little embarrassed. I could imagine that that would have, because of your size, that that would have played part of it. But what was the final thing that drove you ultimately to say, okay, enough is enough, I'm going to do something?
The final thing that drove me to actually do something about my weight was I'd had some time off due to illness, pardon me, and I had to have a return to work meeting with my manager. And this person is a diabetic and follows the GI diet. And he gave me a book and said to me that he'd got some concerns about my weight. And he thought, okay, what you really need to do is take this book home with you, have a read of it, and consider losing some weight. So I took the book home with me, had a look at it, and I thought to myself, well, no, I don't really need to be doing this for him. If I need to be doing this, I need to be doing it for myself. I knew I'd got a weight problem. I knew that I wasn't having the quality of life that I really should be enjoying with either myself, friends, or doing anything that I wanted to do. So I went back the next day, returned the book to him, and said, yes, I'm going to do something about it, but I'm going to do this for me, not for you. And I was fortunate enough that within my work I have a friend who was already going to Slimming World, and I'd seen the remarkable changes that had happened to her with losing the amount of weight that she had. And I basically just started asking questions about the plan, what you have to do and everything else. And I couldn't believe that you could actually eat so much food and still lose weight. So I said to her, would you mind if I went along with you to a group? And she said, yeah, no trouble at all. I went along, went in, was shown the plan. And when I was there the first time, you get weighed. And the thing is that you always have people who say to you when you're a big person, you know, how much do you weigh? And you don't stand on the scale, so you don't have an idea, but you give them a large amount. I mean, I used to say to people that I was about 250 pounds. And when I first stepped on the scales, and I was really taken over with shock when I weighed 583 and a half pounds, because I just never believed that I was that much.
Wow. And so Slimming World, tell us the basic premise of it. I understand it's kind of like Weight Watchers, but even bigger. And in England, it's huge. And now, of course, it's coming to the United States. So you said you couldn't believe how much food you could eat. What's the basic deal on Slimming World?
The basic deal with Slimming World is that you do what they call food optimizing. What they do is they give you food. There is nothing that you cannot eat. You can have absolutely anything. But what they get you to do is they train you to eat what we call free foods, which are your meats, your lean meats, your chicken, your beef without the fat on it, your pasta, your rice, your pulses, your vegetables, and you fill up on those. And when you've filled up on those, obviously then you don't want to be picking at anything. And basically it's just changing your way of thinking, changing your way of looking at your food so that you're eating a more balanced diet. You're filling up so that you're never hungry. And that way it stops you then from picking at things like your Oreos, your Pringles, and your stuff like that.
What was the, now that with 350 is so much weight, you have to look dramatically different, obviously, and I've seen pictures of you, and it is incredible. What do people say when they see you now compared to the old Roberto?
People who haven't seen me for a long time basically don't recognize me. I've had friends that I've known for years that have walked straight past me because they just haven't recognized the change. And when I actually, you know, say, you know, hi, how are you doing? You know, their jaws just drop dramatically when they see the vast change that's happened. I mean, the thing is, I'm capable now of doing so much more. I can enjoy my life with myself, my wife, and my children. It's opened up a new level of fitness. I mean, I'm now training to run the 2010 London Marathon, and 3 years ago, that just would not have been possible.
Wow, congratulations. Good for you. That's excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Rebecca, and in your case, you lost 170 pounds. And we should tell people,
yeah,
for some that would recognize your name, you're famous for soap opera called Casualty in,
yeah,
in England. Very, very famous, in fact, in England. So what was it? Was it being on the tube? Was it that ultimately pushed you over the top, or was it something else where you decided, gosh, I got to just lose weight?
No, not at all. You know, I was a big girl that was being successful as an actress and as a singer, and this BBC program was very good for me at that time in my life. And I had always said that I didn't need to lose weight. I didn't want to look like those skinny twiglets, I used to call them, that were on the front of those magazines. And, you know, that was for other people. I was exceptional. I was special. And I had an appetite for life and for food. And, you know, I wasn't going to adhere to other people's rules, you know. And I was enjoying life and eating and drinking what I wanted was part of being alive. And I still think that that is, I think that's basically correct. You know, eating is a great thing, which is why Slimming World is good for me, because I, you know, I want to enjoy life. I don't want to feel like a second class citizen, because I want to eat healthily. And Slimming World gives me that. But I had obviously gained weight over the years following this great, you know, well-intentioned creed for myself. And I came back from my honeymoon. I married just before my 40th birthday. I snuck in there and I've got a son that was healthy with father. He's 18 months old. I came back from the honeymoon and we'd had some lovely French photographer do some very beautiful wedding photographs, and I didn't want to open the box. It was it came from, delivered by courier, and it went onto the shelf until it practically gathered dust. And that can't be right. If I could stand on a stage in the West End of London and make jokes about being the deluxe model and the big girl, and, you know, saying, you know, deal with it, you know, get used to it, this is the way that I am, but actually on a personal level I couldn't find a photograph of me and my husband and my son that I was proud of, then you have to question that something is really wrong. This was the happiest time of my life. I had everything, you know, and I obviously didn't, you know, personally. And so I, you know, went to Slimming World, and I was a reluctant member, but it worked, you know, and it does work, which is why I'm talking to you now at half the size that I was. I wasn't somebody that wanted to go to a diet group. I didn't want to stand and sit in a room and talk to, you know, predominantly female circle about how many chocolate biscuits I'd eaten that week. Right. However, you know, it was something that I thought was below me, you know.
Right, I understand.
However,
right.
You know, I thought it was an admission of weakness to go and long and say that. But actually, you know, it worked. I started to lift my head up.
And you lost all that weight, Rebecca. It's just incredible. Well, absolutely. Congratulations to you. And thank you so much for joining us at this time in the wee hours. We appreciate it. Continued success. And everybody who wants to check it out, go to slimmingworldusa.com.
That's right.
Thanks, Rebecca. We'll be back with more in America Tonight.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, How much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Coming up, we have the birthday segment, coupled in with this day in history. We go back in time. And, of course, my favorite thing to talk about is news you can abuse. The upside-down crazy, why did they do that moronic foolishness that is coming up as well. Congratulations to Jake in Austin, once again, who won our Pell's Golf School Clinic. And, Jake, if you contact us either through the phones or email americatonight.net, we will get that out to you, but good for you. In the meantime, it's interesting. You know, I pay attention, and I don't know why this is. Maybe it's because radio is a voice, and you listen to people's voices. But when I sit there and I listen to even a television commercial, I try to figure out whose voice it is, what actor. Because usually it's the actors are getting these plum voiceovers. You know, like it's Gene Hackman doing United's voiceover. Or it's, who else is the king of voiceover? Oh, I mean, there's so many
George
famous
Clooney
actors.
Does Budweiser.
Yeah.
I think Gene Hackman did Lowe's, too, right?
He did Lowe's, and he was good. That was good. His voice was perfect for that.
Yeah.
And it's funny how many really well-to-do but are well-known celebrities are it's their voices that you're hearing on
in the commercials. And, of course, always a big deal was the CNN voice, if you remember who that was. Do you remember who that was, Matt?
I have no idea. The CNN voice?
The voice of CNN forever. They're like, you'd listen to CNN and would, this is CNN, whatever.
I don't recall who that would be.
Oh, you don't know who it is?
No.
All right, well, then I'm going to throw it out to the listeners.
All right.
Can anyone tell Matt who the voiceover person was at CNN? Very famous, actually famous actor. Let's put it this way. I'll give you a hint. He was in Field of Dreams. 800-259.
Oh, well, I think I know who it is then.
5791. Who?
Oh, no, I can't think of his name.
Somebody said an SOS the way of Matt. I know you know who it is.
I can picture him.
Pictures don't count in radio. We need to know that name. Poor Matt. It's a very, very famous name. That's okay. And I'm bringing over this voiceover thing because we're going to let you hear the new voice of CBS. Not necessarily CBS, but the CBS Evening News. And I think, I don't know, it just caught me by surprise who it was and whether or not you think it's a good person for the voiceover for the evening news. I bet we're going to get mixed reviews on this. When I first heard it, I didn't like it. Then I listened again. It sounded a little bit better.
All right, I figured it out.
Who is it?
James Earl Jones.
Woohoo! Who prompted you? Who called in and told you?
No one did. I prompted myself.
All right, that's who it was. And he did it forever, and it was a big deal when he wasn't doing the voiceover anymore. So without further ado, Matt, let's roll the new voice of the CBS Evening News.
From CBS News World Headquarters in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
I don't know. Thoughts, anybody? We're always talking about such serious, dire things. We got to kick back once in a while and have some fun. Do you like that voiceover? 800-259-5791. You can chime in, throw in your 2 cents on this if you're alive and kicking and paying attention out there. Matt, what did you think? Did you like Morgan Freeman? That's Morgan Freeman, by the way. Did you like his voiceover?
I normally like a lot of things that Morgan Freeman does, and I've always said if he was doing like one of those audiobooks,
mm-hmm.
I could just sit back and listen to it. But for some reason, the way he read that, it just doesn't fit for me. I don't know what it is. If it's almost too light.
That's what I think. It sounds too light to me. I mean, even when Walter Cronkite did it, he did have that authoritarian style, so it was okay. I mean, it kind of caught you off guard because he was the news guy forever. But there's something about the read that I don't like either.
Yeah, I don't know, because normally he's done other commercials.
He's good.
He's done lots of things.
Yeah.
And I've watched a couple, it was war documentaries, where he's doing the narration of it, and it's great. But for some reason, the way he said it on this take, it just does not work for me.
No, it doesn't work for me either. If you have any thoughts on that, you can send it to us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or call the numbers, you know where the numbers are, and let us know what you think. And so far we got two that don't like, I mean, I love Morgan Freeman. He's a great actor. He's, like Matt said, he's good on some other things that he does. And he does have and I think he would be good with books on tape. But just on that read, I'm going to have to ixnay that. I don't like it. All right, this is Making Waves. And we're going to kind of take you down a path of odds and ends, of filling in the blanks of some other things that are happening that we get lost underneath everything that's going on with the underwear bomber and the reaction to that and the president talking about it and et cetera. You know, with all these, of course, the whole race with phones and mobile phones and whatever, now Google is going to sell its own mobile phone. They say it's a way to protect their online advertising because people are surfing the web on handsets instead of personal computers. So Google had been talking about this for a long time. They're calling it the Nexus One. And they gave them to employees, I guess, just recently to test them, you know, to see how it worked. 3 weeks ago. And consumers are going to be able to buy them for $179 if they commit to a 2-year service contract. But the catch is, of course, with T-Mobile. That's big for T-Mobile. And it goes on sale now. It's on sale now. You can get it online. They're going to also have other versions of this Nexus One, and then you'll be able to select wireless networks from other carriers and all that other stuff. They have also these unlocked phones, and they're going to be the unlocked phones, I guess, are going to be $529. Mm-hmm. How about that? It's just amazing how fast technology moves. And so while technology moves as fast as it does, and Google and Apple and all these companies come up with what they come up with, these applications, we still cannot safely board a jet, and I think feel pretty confident that anybody who would possibly do you harm has been screened out. How sad is that when you think about the nanotechnology, the incredible technology, the 3D network launching, ESPN's doing it. Just amazing, amazing the things that are happening. But not when it comes, I believe, to security issues. Uh-uh. We're just not there. We're 10 steps behind. Crazy. All right, a couple of other things, too, could get lost in the sauce, certainly not for me, but the former Fed chief is predicting that Congress will act to separate banks and traders. How about that? Wouldn't that be something if that happens? And it was Paul Volcker. I happened to catch him on a Charlie Rose show, and there have been lots of conversations about this, about that possibly happening. And the argument, of course, is separating commercial and investment banking, because we have seen now what's gone on in the banking industry and the bailouts and the frustrations and all that other sort of stuff. And Volcker feels like that's probably what's going to happen. That's probably the reform that you're going to see. And I think ultimately what you need to see is no Federal Reserve. Honestly, I think that's part of the problem, is that the Federal Reserve to me is so lopsided with the printing of money to no end, and the ridiculousness of the bailouts and the effects that we're still feeling across the board, just absolutely crazy. You know, speaking of feeling the effects of bailouts, Ford didn't get bailed out, but their sales down 15% in 2009. Chrysler is saying it's their worst year in four decades. Cars. Part of the problem was the thinking with cars and the advent of other possibilities that were squashed, like the electric car. There was Kathy, our listener, in Michigan, who sent me a copy of Who Killed the Electric Car, one of the most fascinating things I think I've ever seen documentary style, and how the technology was there, how GM had it, and wanted them all back, because it's all about the oil, it's all about the greed, and now look where that's put us. And in the meantime, you had all those workers with the plants closing and et cetera, finding themselves on the unemployment line. And then we read this somewhere today, I read this, that only 45% of workers are satisfied in their jobs. And that also, don't you hate hearing these record lows? Aren't we just a few days into this new year? Only 45% of workers are satisfied in their jobs. So that's even people who, I guess, are lucky enough to have work in the economy. And this survey was done by the Conference Board Research Group. And they've been studying this issue for a long time, and saying that the drop in workers' happiness is partly to blame on the worst recession that we've seen. So it's made it difficult for people to find suitable, challenging work. But dissatisfaction has been on the rise, I think, for a while. It's some kind of cycle that's going on. And probably because incomes aren't keeping up with inflation, and fewer workers think that their jobs are even interesting, and that dissatisfaction number, though, is troubling. I got a grumpy guy that waited on me the other day at Lowe's. I bet he was dissatisfied. Stay with us. More frivolity to come.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
All right, coming up, there are 359 days left in the year. How about that? Some of the highlights, we went back in our Wayback Machine here on ATN on January 6th that have happened in the past, would include in 1912, New Mexico became the 47th state. I like New Mexico. I used to live in Albuquerque and had a chance to go to Santa Fe and Taos. And recently, maybe it was 2 years ago, America Tonight, we took the show to Taos, New Mexico. It was a lot of fun, and it's a beautiful country. 1919, the 26th President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, died in Oyster Bay, New York. He was 60 years old. In 41, President Roosevelt, in his State of the Union address, outlined a goal of four freedoms. You know what the four freedoms were? Freedom of speech and expression, the freedom of people to worship God in their own way, freedom from want, freedom from fear. How do those freedoms hold up today? And in 1942, the Pan American Airways Pacific Clipper arrived in New York more than a month after leaving California and following a westward route, which was obviously a very, very, very big deal at the time. So we'll hit up some other highlights when we get to that segment as well. Plus, you're going to love this. Promise this year that I was going to get really good names on our birthday list. I mean, I can't control someone's birthday, but names that you might recognize, like golfer Nancy Lopez. How about movie director John Singleton? How about TV personality Julie Chen? You know, the whole Big Brother thing, CBS. I bet you know who she is. Or perhaps you don't know any of those names that I just mentioned, but you do know the former FBI director, Louis Freeh. They all have this in common. They're all celebrating a birthday. And we'll get some more, too, and we'll do that in a few moments. But first, let's go to News You Can Abuse here on ATN. Boy, you cannot make this stuff up. There's something about messy deaths. I'm an in-between person. I don't like things all orderly, where it looks stiff and sterile, but I don't like something really trash where you can't find anything. Disorganization leads to craziness, I think, when you're trying to, with clutter, when you're trying to find something. You guys know this. Drop your keys somewhere on a desk and they slide off, or they're underneath 10 pounds of papers, and then you're looking for some bill, and your wife's saying something in the background. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, check this out. This guy in London at the London police station, he was such a mess, this policeman, that what they had to do is they had to call exterminators in to deal with what became a mice infestation at that cop shop, because they found a nest on the officer's desk. Pest control was called in. They had to use these technology experts because they had mice everywhere. They couldn't trace where it was coming from. And it turned out that the family of mice had set up home in a pile of paperwork on the cop's desk, and he didn't know it. So they had to take drastic measures to remove the mice. That's pretty bad. You think he could find any of the paperwork that he was doing? I mean, needless to say, he would have to be incredibly embarrassed by that. That is the worst story of pig penishness that I think I've ever heard. Matt, have you ever worked with anyone who had a desk like that where you couldn't find anything?
I guess it wouldn't my own experience with me in my former office job. I had a desk kind of like that where it was organized where I could find everything, but other people would probably have problems with it.
Okay, so you had a junk drawer that was really junk everywhere.
Not really. It was just I had things organized in stacks,
mm-hmm.
and it was organized for me, but for other people, if they looked at it, it would just be like, oh, there's stacks of stuff all over the place. But it's like I had, you know, different projects were in this stack. I had new projects over here and old files put somewhere else, so I guess I can kind of relate to that, but not that bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. When you have mice all over the place because one person has a nest on their desk, ugh, that's awful.
That's pretty bad.
That's bad. I can't imagine, like, you smash your hand across the desk and you hit a mouse. Whoo, that'd be nasty. All right, this is kind of nasty, too, although I understand it. I mean, I understand it because of false advertising. There's a dating website for beautiful people that has booted off 5,000 members because they put weight on over Christmas. It's beautifulpeople.com, and they said that they did this after they saw photos of people celebrating Christmas and New Year's, and it revealed that they had let themselves go. They must have forgot what website they were on. So they got complaints. So they moved the chubby people off, and they have to reapply. And their applications have to be reviewed by existing members, and only a few hundred were voted back in. Over 5,000 were rejected. You know where most of the people were rejected from? Because this is people all over the place. Most of the people were from the United States and Canada. But they also did have, I guess, 900 from England. This social networking site has 550,000 members. And this is so odd. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's not, but they allow the people to decide who should join, almost like a sorority or fraternity, and the person who runs the website says, listen, we see that in some of the Western cultures, people eat and drink to excess over the holidays, and it kills their looks, so that's the name of the game with this deal. We boot them off. So, no fatties for thebeautifulpeople.com. Wow. Matt, do you think you would pass that test? Can you imagine applying and then they're going to judge you on this beautifulpeople.com?
I think I'd get by.
Well, you'd get by weight-wise, I'm sure. But also, there must be other criteria. I mean, everybody's definition of beauty is different, male or female even, of course.
I think I'd do all right.
All right, Matt says he'd be in beautifulpeople.com. I don't know, maybe we need to send his picture. We'll send his picture and see what, just to test it, test the waters and see if he makes it or gets rejected. I mean, there has to, I'm going to go to the site. I'm going to see what the, because that's crazy. That is news you can abuse and see what the criteria is. All right, on to bigger things. Back to this day in history. Let's shoot off in that direction. Some of the other things that happened back on January 6th, way back in the day, included this, that in 1759, George Washington and his lovely wife, Martha, were married in New Kent County, Virginia. That's a different kind of Virginia than the one we have today. I guarantee it. In the meantime, King Henry VIII married his fourth wife, Anne of Cleves. The marriage lasted 6 months. That was back in 1540. He was a risky guy to marry because if he got bored with you, he could cut off your head, put you in a tower, ignore you. Any number of things could happen if you chose to marry King Henry VIII. I love that series, The Tudors, that's coming back on the air. Has anyone seen that? That's good. Good stuff. Especially the guy, Jonathan Rhys, who plays King Henry VIII. I think that's his name. He's terrific in it. All right, also happening on this day in history, in 1982, truck driver William Bonin was convicted in L.A. of 10 of the freeway killing slayings of young men and boys. That was awful. He was executed in 1996. On to birthdays. Can we have the birthday music, please?
I need birthday singers. Come on, people. We need birthday singers.
All right, birthdays include pollster Lou Harris, you know, the Harris poll, 89 years old. Louis Free, I mentioned before, the former FBI director with a milestone birthday, 60 years old. Rocker musician Kim Wilson, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, is 59 years old. Rocker Malcolm Young from AC/DC is 57. Golfer Nancy Lopez, 53 years old. Rhythm and blues singer Kathy Sledge is 51. I have to confess I don't know Kathy Sledge. TV chef Nigella Lawson, who people fall all over, is 50 years old. I don't know if it's the accent, her looks, her cooking, probably a combination of all of it. Movie composer A.R. Rahman from Slumdog Millionaire is 44 years old. Singleton, also a movie director, is 42. TV personality Julie Chen is 40. If you're celebrating a birthday, we wish you the best. Blow out all those candles. Happy, happy birthday from all of us at America Tonight.
Go to the T.O. show right now. All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
Putting together a girls' night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.